SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily news and finance update for this Tuesday, the 30th of July. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. Well, the Australian share market took a hit today, down 0.5%. A sharp sell-off among the mining giants, namely Fortescue, sending the 200 lower. BHP also slipped as it announced a joint acquisition with London Mining, the pair taking on Toronto-listed copper miner Philocorp. That's as the industry heavyweight looks to sink its heels further into copper trade. The deal is expected to set the miner back $3.2 billion Australian dollars. Investors now looking ahead to tomorrow when reporting season will get underway with Rio Tinto's half-year results announcement. For more on that, plus what's driving oil prices into the ground, I spoke with Scott Phillips. He's the Chief Investment Officer at The Motley Fool.
Oh, CPI is such an important one, and this month probably more important than any other set of numbers this year. The question of volatility comes down to what we get versus what was expected. I don't think anyone's expecting too much in the way of a decrease in inflation, but also could be very easily spooked if inflation does surprise on the upside, as it may make rate rises more likely when the RBA meets next week.
The ASX slipped today. How much of this do you think was in anticipation of those numbers tomorrow, and what are the other causes?
Yeah, look, it's been a really tough one for the ASX. A bit of macro, a bit of kind of company and industry specific stuff. Resources done it really tough today. That, given how dominant resources companies are on the Australian market, really did give the ASX no hope of rising when things open today.
Yeah, you mentioned resources there, and there's obviously been a lot of corporate news surrounding the mining firms. What can you tell us?
So incredible with BHP, still very much going for copper, copper in particular. They obviously wanted to try and merge or buy Anglo American. That didn't happen. They've come back a second time to take a 50-50 interest, or 50% interest, I should say, in a joint venture in Chile and Argentina mining. This is early stage copper, apparently 1.1 billion tons of ore. Now, of course, it's not copper, that's just the ore itself, but a really big deal, particularly because BHP, as I said, have really been keen to get into that copper space or get further into it. This is yet another step in that direction. On the other hand, Fortescue shares off really significantly, a $2 billion block of shares coming to market at a discount. That's got the market a bit worried.
We've also got Rio starting reporting tomorrow. That's kicking off reporting season here in Australia. What are you expecting to see there?
So this is going to be really interesting. We get the production numbers out separately, so we kind of know what's going on there. This one, a couple of things. Obviously, the commercial realities, the returns from those that volume, how much are they getting, what's it costing to get out of the ground? Those are the really important new pieces of information. The other is going to be outlook. Not so much for price, no one knows what's going on there, but for production volumes in particular, and any update to the market on what's happened since we last saw those production numbers.
More broadly, what are you expecting from Australia's reporting season?
This is going to be fascinating. If you think about reporting season, we've for the longest time had to put an asterisk on them because of COVID. We're going into COVID, coming out of COVID, in the middle of COVID. We haven't really had a clean set of numbers on which to compare our company's progress for the best part of 5 years. It was the FY, the financial year 2020, was the last pre-COVID year. And even last financial year, we had the echoes of the going back to business as usual. So this time around, we get the first look. Of course, it's not exactly clean. We've got a massive economic challenge in front of the economy, already hitting the economy, of course, and likely to continue. Pricing going to be big. Inflation, whether companies have had to absorb it, whether they've passed it on, also important. And how customer activity's changed. Think about discretionary retail. Think about businesses that rely on that, either directly or indirectly, customer spending. That's going to be fascinating to see. I dare say we'll see a lot of volatility. We'll see some surprises. And we know from earnings seasons in the past, when the companies disappoint the market, the retribution can be very swift and very significant.
Reporting season is also obviously well underway in the US. What's your take on that so far?
This has been fascinating because the so-called Magnificent Seven, the big seven tech companies, have been largely responsible for almost all of the S&P 500 gains this year. Strip that out, the rest of the market's gone almost nowhere. which has been fine if you've invested in those companies. And while those companies have been doing well, what we have seen over the last couple of weeks is some disappointing numbers. Not necessarily disappointing growth in the sense the companies are still growing and still doing pretty well, but nowhere near as much as the market has expected. Tesla took a big tumble. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, also fell. So we're seeing a bit of that. I think that's going to be and continue to be the big story because, as I said, the rest of the US market going almost nowhere. The tech companies doing all the heavy lifting. If that goes into reverse, it will put some pressure on US markets.
We've also seen oil prices under a lot of pressure recently. What's caused that?
Yeah, look, this comes down to economic growth or concerns there about the economic growth. The Chinese economy in particular, excuse me, is a real challenge for investors. We're trying to work out what happens next. For the longest time, when the rest of the world has been in trouble, China has been the economy that even if the growth rates have disappointed, the sheer size of that growth, you know, a 5% growth in China, disappointing, but the dollar value of it coming out of the world's second largest economy has been responsible for keeping much of the rest of the world's economy afloat. If China does go into any sort of significant funk, particularly with trouble here at home, that does spell trouble. We've seen the Australian dollar fall for the best part of 2 weeks straight over the last couple of weeks, a bit better this week, but it's been really, really tough. Oil, the other side of that story. Oil is literally the lubricant of the world economy. If things are going to get slower, it's going to hurt oil and oil companies in particular. That's part of what's seen the Australian market fall today. But more importantly for oil company investors, what's seen their shares take a tumble as well.
Finally, Scott, where are you seeing the opportunities for investors at the moment?
We talked about volatility in the ASX. I think we can kind of extend that because over the next month, the investors with a stomach for volatility, might have to be a cast iron one too, just quietly, are going to have plenty of opportunities, I dare say. The trick is going to be to separate out the companies that are falling for good reasons or for justifiable reasons, and those that are falling simply because the market kind of freaks out, doesn't know what to think. If you have done your research, if you are looking closely, those businesses that do fall for either short-term reasons or even unjustified reasons, there'll be plenty of bargains to be found, I think.
That was Scott Phillips, Chief Investment Officer at The Motley Fool.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.